Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
Who was the second hottest golden girl? Oh, you want to rank the hot golden girls?
It's time for your sunrise guys.
If Blanche is number one,
was she the first TV cougar?
Ooh.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
You're going to say Estelle. You're going to surprise me, and I'm not going to judge you. Estelle seems like she was probably wild.
Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Call it the Fan Sports Network. Thanks for being a part of our Hump Day Happy Blazer opening night, everybody. Lots to get to in this hour of radio. We'll get to Statter Story in a bit. We got to make our predictions for the Blazer season. It is loaded, and we got some great news to kick off the final hour, because finally, with our long-awaited nightmare has been solved. We figured out the YouTube. She's back. She's on YouTube. Our favorite, Lucy Burge, at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow, DraftKings Sportsbook. Great to have her back on the show. Lucy, good morning to you. I'm going to start with a kind of a local question for us, but also something that plays into your hands, and we might have talked about this. How are people talking about Anthony Simons right now in Boston? Is there any intrigue in him being there? Is he an afterthought? Is he in the starting lineup? What's been the takeaway on Anthony Simons out there?
Yes, good morning. Our long national nightmare is, of course, over. Happy to be here. No talk about it. Like, not at all that I have heard. So, yeah. The streets are buzzing, definitely.
I don't know if there's
window we're talking about. It's crazy.
I don't know if there is a better encapsulation of us as sports fans in Portland and the things that we care about
right. And
how it fits into the bigger pantheon than that answer to
that
question.
Let me ask you, Lucy, on a follow up with that. I understand that Ant Simons might not be a sexy name right now. Drake May is a dark horse MVP.
Much bigger deal.
Yeah. Much bigger deal, right? But, like, for a lot of sports fans, maybe yourself included, who are very Boston-based, are you guys becoming like, we don't care until Christmas? Or is there like a small segment of sports fan in Boston that, like, night one for the Celtics, it's religion, it's here we go? Like, how has it shaped out, I would say, mostly in your adult life of sports fandom, sharing your attention and your time with the NBA over there?
Yes, well, I think once the Celtics begin, people start caring. And I think what people care about with the Celtics, especially is right now, is Jason Tatum and when he will return. Mm. And I think that's what people care about. I don't think people are looking to a championship this year. But I don't know if – I think it's somewhere in between rebuilding and championship, because I think people will care at first. And then maybe dip a little bit, and then probably Christmas, people start caring again. But I think the when will Jason Tatum return will keep people caring.
Okay. We're talking with Lucy Burge, DraftKings Sportsbook partner, at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow there. You're a baseball fan, and it's been emotional out here on the West Coast. We're not Mariner fans, but there's a lot of Mariner fans in our midst, and they've had a hard time here the last day or two. What are your initial thoughts on the World Series? Is it a Dodgers steamroll? Do we give the Blue Jays a chance? I saw you tweet out, I was reminded of the Shohei Ohtani en route to Toronto. He's going to be a Blue Jay, and now they're playing each other in the World Series, so it's a fun subplot. Where are you at on the World Series?
Yeah, he is on his way to Toronto. He's on a plane heading there.
So brutal.
I don't know who to root for. This is the worst World Series ever. Like, I just hope both teams have the most awful time ever is basically what I want. From the beginning of the playoffs, not really the beginning of the playoffs, from the beginning of after the wild card series, I thought, you know what, it's the Dodgers. It's just going to be the Dodgers again. So for the sake of it not being boring, I kind of want the Blue Jays to win, I guess. I don't know. And then I'm like, oh, do we want the Blue Jays to win? So I don't know.
Do you hate the Blue Jays as an AL East fan? Like, do people hate the Blue Jays? What have the Blue Jays ever done to you?
Register an emotion from the Blue Jays? It seems odd.
I guess it's just because of that, but they did take down the Yankees. So I guess I did say Dodgers is just going to be the Dodgers. So can I go back on that? So now I'm kind of like, I would rather the Blue Jays win. Also because George Springer is a Connecticut guy. He went to Avon Old Farms, which is the brother school of Miss Porter's, which is the high school I went to.
There you go. The tie-in.
He is a prep school guy. And fun fact, his sister and I went to the same softball pitching coach. And her lessons used to be right before me. And he used to pick her up.
Are you guys friends? I love this. That was a turn in the story I did not expect.
As I'm thinking about it, maybe, yeah, Blue Jays and George Springer to win the World Series. I'll say the Blue Jays.
Can I ask you a personal question here now? Because the way that you just talked yourself out of and then in of and then out of and then back into the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Are you, now be honest here, are you one of the people that you ask what you want for dinner and you give like 55 restaurants and ultimately say you don't care?
Yeah. Yes. Less so the restaurant, more so what I'm going to have. I will go back and forth on something and then talk myself in and out and then finally just decide. And I'm like, you know what? Step back, decide. So yeah, that's basically what happens every time. I do it not at the restaurant. I look up the menu before going to the restaurant. So I don't do it there. So I save people time.
So you make your decision before you're at the restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's a smart move. You got to think ahead of time.
I like to find out. I like to play surprise. Like, oh, this is on your menu. This is great.
This is going to send me down a whole tangent. My wife has, whenever we go out somewhere to eat for the first time, she will then proceed to pull up the menu on the website and read the entire menu to me. And I always look at her like, we're going to be there.
That's very helpful.
I'll be there in 2 hours. See, and she thinks that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't have a strong, I have weaknesses in my life. I feel like a weakness of mine is deciding what to eat at a restaurant because I know what I like, but I also sometimes feel like I box myself into a corner of getting this, like, I know my comfort.
You
know what
I want to try
something. And then I want to try something. And then I feel like my hit rate when I choose to try something is not very good. And I don't have a good hit rate when I'm trying to roll the dice and gamble on something new. Does Lucy like letting it ride and let's try something? Or are you just like, every time I'm someplace, I'm getting chicken tenders and fries?
Yeah, I like to think that I am a, like, oh, let's try something different today thing. But no, I always end up getting a burger. Yeah. Burger or and Caesar salad. Yeah. Caesar salad, burger, or, you know, and then though, if I branch out, I'm like, oh, let's try something like the fish or something. So, like, salmon. So I talk myself in and out of stuff. Or do I want a salad with salmon on it? It's so complicated. But my go-to, what I always land on, is a burger.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to get a burger.
Just get a burger.
Be boring.
I can't decide.
And they're like, I'm just going to be boring and get a burger. You have to like compensate for it and like apologize. It's like, no, but if that's what you want, that's what you want.
But how often, I mean, that's the other thing too, is if you're still conflicted, like the hit rate on a burger is got to be 80%+, right? Like nobody can really screw a burger up.
Even if it's overcooked. The only part is if it's too pale. Like we're talking a totally uncooked burger, but even if it's overcooked, it's still fine.
Exactly. You put a little sauce on it.
I will say, my hit rate with a burger is 100% because I get it well done. I get them well done. And there's a little apology for that. I'm like, oh, if that's okay. And they're like, yeah, fine. Well, but, you know, a chef would, I get so much hate for that. Oh, my God. People are like, you're right. Foodborne illness is my biggest fear. So
yeah.
Of course,
I'll defend you on this. Burgers should not be undercooked. Ground beef is not steak. Steak medium rare has to happen. Burger,
it's a little different.
I don't want any pink in that burger. So I don't blame you on that. Let me ask
you
more. We had a friend in the media of ours in town, and he texted us on Friday night and said, guys, this is like 7:30 at night too, and Portland's not a very late city, like we close a lot pretty early. I'm staying in downtown. I'm going to this restaurant. Is it good? Or do you have another recommendation? And I ended up giving him a recommendation, but I find that question, I'm almost paralyzed by it. Like, there's so much weight and expectation set on you. If you recommend a restaurant to somebody and they end up not liking it at all, yeah. I think you lose credibility in that person's eyes. I hate that question.
I am right there with you, because every time I get that question, I forget every restaurant I've ever heard of in my life. Yep. Suddenly, yeah. I don't know any restaurants. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Because then the whole time they are there, you're like, oh, I hope it's good. I hope I didn't. You know, and then you have to have the confidence in the, like, okay, well, I thought it was good, so it's good. If they don't like it, that's their problem. But my thing, whenever I get that question, I think, well, that's what Google is for. And that's mean, but I'm like, I don't know what you like. So it's that, look it up. Like, look at whatever's five stars, go to that. That's what I would say. Yeah. But that question stresses me out. Like, you wouldn't believe. Because I'm like, I could name a couple, but like, is that, am I giving good recommendations? So I am not the Zagat guide. But that question is a stressful one.
Well, and it was almost like a bad date because
go to Google.
I text him the next day and I said, did you?
Kurt Cignetti said, Google me, bitch. That's where you find your restaurant.
I said, did you go? Did you
Google
like
work
it?
In your home?
Yeah. And he never responded when I texted him the next day. So it was almost like it was a bad date. Review. It's just done.
I also don't feel like I'm very firm on, I don't get out to eat as much as I probably should. You know, little kid at home, it's not like we're going out to downtown to go to Portland dinners all the time.
It's not cheap anymore.
It's not cheap. And it's just like, so I'm like, I've been to like two places over there. They were fine. Is that the recommendation you want? It's not like I'm eating out every weekend. I've done my best to try and avoid Patriots propaganda in this interview. I do like your quarterback and your head coach, but I'm doing the best that I can. One more Lucy Burge question from me before we get to maybe bets that you like for tonight. I love when you tweet out, when people are going back and forth with you, and you tweet out the softball pitching video, the Lucy Burge high school video. What was Lucy Burge like on the mound in softball? Were you a bulldog? Oh. Did you bean people? Have a good fastball, a good riser? What was the repertoire?
I was very much a bulldog. And I was to the point where my favorite thing was we would go to other schools to play them, and I would hear the opposing coach say to my coach, oh, that's her. And I was like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is me. And so people were scared of me. I would hit a few girls, did get hit, not on purpose. But I was intense. And if I struck somebody out to end an inning, I would do the fist bump as I walked off the mound. I loved it. And I miss it every day. Mm. So that intensity, yes, I was very intense. And I was very focused. And it was serious business. Mm. And I think maybe I was more focused and serious than other people on the team. And so when we would lose, I would take it very personally. So my catcher is still one of my good friends to this day. So it was a very tight bond, and I was very intense about it. I was great. So
the bulldog.
The bulldog.
Lucy the Bulldog exactly. Burge.
That's a good, I like
that's
this.
A good nickname.
Queen of Dongs and the Bulldog. Back, she's got them both.
I would have used that nickname if I could go back.
Were you a trash talker? Did we get sit down, bitch, or did you just like fist pump and that's
oh,
it?
Yeah. Oh, well, the fist bump it in my head, because I had to be a good sport, still in high school. So I had to be classy, and that's why, I did win MVP 3 out of the 4 years. So the year I did not win, I got a concussion.
You got a concussion from what?
I had a concussion.
Somebody beat you?
Well,
what happened?
This is where my ego came in, and this is to the point where I was a bulldog. I was at practice one day, and everyone had to, we were just practicing throwing and warming up our arms, warming up. And everyone had to throw in the same direction because you didn't want to get hit. And I was like, we don't need to do that. There's no room. We're just, the other girl and I, we're going to go a different direction. So I was hit in the head with someone who threw a ball to the other girl, and it missed, and it hit me directly in the temple. So concussion city.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. Yeah. That's all it took to take Lucy Burge out. Other year's MVP. Anything you like gambling-wise, whether it be this weekend or this week?
Yeah, a couple bets for this weekend, but also hockey, you guys. I've been dabbling in NHL here. So, sports tonight, we're hitting the ice. Devils money line and Canadiens money line. Oh. Canadiens are playing Flames. Flames are 1-6. So, Canadiens money line, Devils money line. Then, for tomorrow night, I'm looking at the Vikings +3. So, the Chargers have +3 of their last 4, and they only beat the Dolphins by 2. Carson Wentz, 7-0 in his career on Thursday Night Football. And then, Patriots -7. because the Patriots on a roll, rolling to the Super Bowl, of course. So, and to the division win. We'll start with the division.
Okay, we'll go there.
We'll start with this week to cover the spread.
We don't have enough.
His hibachi.
We don't have enough time, and I don't want to dive into the fact of how unfair life is that they got already another franchise quarterback.
Yeah, let's not talk about
like
it.
Tom Brady.
No, we don't need to do that.
Better than Tom Brady.
At Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow. DraftKings Sportsbook partner. We love chatting with her. Back on the YouTubes. Well done, everybody behind the scenes, for figuring that out. Thanks, as always, Lucy. Enjoy all of the sports, and we'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next Wednesday.
There you go. Lucy Burge of DraftKings Sports.
The Bulldog.
The Bulldog.
It's a great nickname with the last name being a B.
Lucy Burge, the Bulldog.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I might lock in that Devils-Canadians parlay.
You like that?
Oh, yeah, no, why not? Why not? I'm going to start
plus
gambling.
Money?
I'm assuming a two-team money line parlay would be. I don't know what the odds are. I don't even know who they're playing.
I'm kind of disappointed in Swag. Swag's the only guy I can rely on this show to maybe ride with me in the basketball, and he refuses to ride Pelican Spurs money line bet with me.
Yeah, you got an NBA parlay for tonight, you're feeling.
I'm taking Pelican Spurs money line, baby. Okay. They're both dogs. It's plus 484.
New Orleans, San Antonio money line tonight.
Hey,
should we throw Devils in Montreal on top of that? A little four-teamer going? Should we get a four-teamer going?
What? Yeah, let's look up the odds of that. I'll ride with you on hockey, knowing nothing about the Canadiens other than they're in Canada.
Montreal and New Jersey. So there you go, Lucy Burge, every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Stat or story time is next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, we'll make our fearless Blazer predictions at some point in the final hour of the radio show. We still got some other things to get to as well. I had a coaching carousel and coaching audio segment I was going to get to, and then I thought, you know what, we got too much going on today. I'm punting that to tomorrow. So I got some fun with college football audio that we'll hold for tomorrow's show. It will include Josh Pate.
Yeah, he'll be on at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. A little bit later tomorrow. At 8 a.m. he had something come up. It is stat or story time.
I'll go first.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Sprague will go first.
Floor is mine.
The floor is yours.
Move. Move. 11.
11.
Your number is 11. Is it the minutes per game Denny, Shaden, Tumani, and Klingon played together last season? Those are four of the five starters
per game.
Per game.
Per game.
Okay.
Per game.
Per game. Or is it the age of a boy who came home from school to discover his mom and her boyfriend had moved and he came home to an empty apartment?
What?
Wow. Just no notes.
Nothing. Just nothing. Disappeared.
It is gone.
I need to know the follow-up there.
Averaging 11. They didn't play much together early on.
No.
They played more together later in the season. So does that average to 11?
I'm going to go story. I'm going to say slightly higher than 11. Give me story.
I actually think they... I'm going to go stat.
Correctamundo, Jason Swigard. Mm. 11 minutes per game. That four averaged per game last season. So I'm curious to see what it's going to be this season.
It should be at least double that.
Oh, I mean, I'd imagine it would be.
Yeah,
right?
Starting lineup,
their
they'll be out there for the
rate. Right? Blake Wesley's their backup point guard.
I mean,
right
you're looking
now.
At the first 6-7 minutes of the game just to begin with, let alone whatever else happens the rest of the way.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a young age still. Kid was 12.
12-year-old
in Waco, Texas, came home to quite the surprise. His mom and her boyfriend had moved out during the day while he was in school. So when he opened the front door, the apartment had not one trace of any one item. No indication,
horrible.
No note, no phone call. Police were called because he ended up knocking on a neighbor's door. And the officers identified the mom and her boyfriend. And they said that they would tell an uncle to pick up the boy. They did no such thing. They just straight left the kid all by himself.
It's repercussions for this. That's got to be something.
Well, they were arrested, Andrew.
Yeah.
I was
going
to say, that's got to be some jail time,
negligence.
Right? For a 12-year-old kid. Are you kidding me?
You don't always want to judge off looks. I had this conversation with my daughter yesterday, but this boyfriend looks exactly like the piece of crap you would just see and go, don't trust you with my kid.
Yeah.
Just don't trust
the
you
boyfriend
at all.
In the life saying, let's get rid of this kid. Let's go do our own thing. Let's move on.
Child Protective Services actually reached out, got a hold of the mom, and they refused to give an address of where they had moved.
Wow.
You guys ever get lost or
no.
Anything?
When I was in Europe as a kid, it was one of the few things I remember from the trip. I didn't get lost, but everybody thought I got lost at the Eiffel Tour because I fell asleep on the back of the we were on like a little tour bus thing to go to the Eiffel Tower.
Was it a double decker?
It was not a double decker, and I fell asleep in the back row. Everybody got off to go tour the Eiffel Tower. They got halfway up before realizing Home Alone situation. Uh-oh. Missing a kid here.
There's only two of you though.
And
at least
I was
the Home Alone has like 9 kids.
Literally just sleeping and they ran around like crazy cuz they couldn't remember if I got off the bus, was I on the tour? And then they all burst back onto the bus, and there I was, just taking a snooze in the backseat.
I'm not shocked to find out Swag never got lost. It's hard to get lost when you're on a yacht with your parents in Lake Oswego.
That it is. Not a lot of places to get lost out there.
Pinkies up. I got lost once in a park.
Oh.
I was four.
Four? That's pretty young age to get lost.
And I vividly remember the feeling of being lost.
I
remember crying. I was on a sidewalk, and I remember looking at a mom and a kid and basically telling them, I'm lost, I cannot find my mom.
Somebody help me, please.
And then I kind of remember my mom running finally down the hill,
finding
where I was.
Now, whose fault was it getting lost? Did you go running off, or did your mom do something? Was she not paying attention? Do you remember the causation
of it?
So
I'm not blaming myself. I'm four. Where are you at? Are you smoking weed with Johnny Hopkins? Like, why are you not watching me?
Johnny Hopkins is over on the other side of the park, man. Sounds like a good time. Swag, you want to go next?
I can go.
Okay, fire away.
Your number is 5.
5.
Is it the number of double overtime games in a season opener involving the defending champion the next season?
Hmm. Was this in the open with Tirico? Or was that just a general first game of the season?
That was just a general first game.
Okay. Mm.
The number of times the defending NBA champion in their succeeding season opener played a multiple double overtime game,
which happened last night.
Or is it the amount of money in dollars that a 13-year-old kid won back in 1916?
Okay.
Who won the original drawing for Mr. Peanut? It is National Nut Day.
A kid drew Mr. Peanut?
Yeah. The basic sketch.
What's worse, $5 for Mr. Peanut logo or that lady in the swoosh?
Yeah, both of those are
tough. She at least got stock options, I think.
Both of those are tough.
5 in 1916. I'm gonna go kind of tracks.
1916.
$5 also a lot in 1916.
Yeah. Curious what that equates to today.
Yeah, I'll look it up right now.
What's okay. the inflation on that?
Hold on.
I'm gonna go like in my mind tells me that like there's how many times has that happened in my lifetime that I remember opening night because the defending champs always on opening night.
$5 in 1916 is the equivalent according to.
Google.
Indollars.com of $148.61 today.
I mean, you're still getting screwed.
Especially for how big
for
Mr. Peanut came.
How big that ended up being.
He became a cartoon that moved and talked.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat. And my mind tells me there's not been that many, but that leads me to say he's trying to send me, throw me off the scent here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go stat.
I kind of had the same thought. He wants me to say story.
How many of these do you remember? Last night, when was the last time you remember the defending NBA champs playing a double overtime game on opening night? So that's why it's got to be a stat. It's got to be a stat.
Yeah, for the segment's sake, I agree with you. I'm going to go story for the segment's sake.
Damn it. There have been three defending
Logic was right.
Double overtime games in the season opener. The 85-86 Lakers and the 56-57 Warriors.
That doesn't count.
It's the first time a season opening game went to multiple overtime since the Celtics and Knicks in 2021.
That game went to... Yeah, I don't remember that game at all.
So, little Timmy getting robbed here for Mr. Peanut logo.
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander passed Kevin Durant, Michael Jordan. It was his 73rd consecutive game with at least 20 points. He's fourth all time. But, yeah, the story. So it's National Nut Day.
You bet it is.
So Planters Peanut Company was founded in 1906 in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Amadeo Obici, O-B-I-C-I, was the founder of it. So he then, in 1916, wanted a mascot or a logo or something. Had a contest. 13-year-old. Antonio Gentile submitted an original drawing and won the contest and won $5 as a result. Then they took his original drawing and then they had a professional artist add the top hat and the monocle and the spats and the cane to Mr. Peanut.
All-timer. It's one of the most recognizable logos.
But the owner of Planters then befriended the Gentile family and paid for Antonio and his four siblings to go to college, as well as Antonio's way through medical school.
And then he took the $5 and he bought a house, a car, and then grew up and told us to pull us by the bootstraps. Pull yourself up. Stop complaining.
Used to walk uphill both ways. Happy Nut Day, everybody.
Yeah, go eat some nuts. Have your almonds, your peanuts.
One of the biggest family lies in my family is being told that my uncle created the Alaska Airlines logo on a napkin.
One of those tales that just bounces around generation to generation.
I don't even know if it was generation by generation. It was just something said to me offhand, and I'm like, we did?
No way, dude.
Like, yeah, somebody stole it from his napkin. I'm like, what?
All right, your number today is 122.5 million. 122.5 million. Is it the career earnings of one Jamal Crawford during his NBA career, an NBA contract, who was on the call last night, and I quite enjoyed on NBC? Or is it the amount of money in items that was stolen? Is it the Louvre Museum in Paris? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
The Louvre? Yeah. That was stolen in a heist on Sunday by four perpetrators.
This is a stat, Bob. Now, you're not rounding here. This is
a
square
specific
even.
Specific number.
122.5.
122.
So this is nothing but zeros past those fives.
0.5.
I'm still going to say stat.
Okay.
Yeah, I think stat.
Stat? Well, don't follow me.
Idiots. God, you guys are terrible at this game.
I told you.
Yeah, 122.5 million. That's how much Jamal Crawford. No, the heist, did you guys see this story?
I did see the story, but I didn't read it.
This is wild stuff, and I want a movie to be made. This kind of stuff fascinates me. So the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Diamonds, right?
$102.1 million worth of things that were stolen.
Yeah.
There are 100 investigators right now that are on the hunt for four crooks who broke into the museum I'll get to what they stole in a second, but essentially they dressed up as construction workers and then used, there was like a back staircase that they were able to get onto a second floor. There's still images of one guy wearing like a yellow construction vest just cutting through the glass, stealing these things.
So cool.
Some of the things that they got.
I mean, not cool, but
some people are wondering if they're going to melt it, like take all the diamonds off and melt it down. Some of the things that were stolen, they dropped a crown on the way out, so they missed on that one, but they got a diamond and sapphire tiara that once belonged to Napoleon III, his wife.
Wow.
What else did they get? A sapphire necklace and earrings from the collection, also from Napoleon's family. So essentially, well over $100 million, $102.1 million. They left behind a helmet and a glove, and they're running DNA tests.
Good luck with that.
So far, they have no leads on who these four individuals were. They climbed up, they climbed down, and they got away on scooters with all of these items.
The third Ocean's movie and Red Notice. Or not Red Notice. What is that, the one with Ryan Reynolds and The Rock?
I think so. That sounds right.
They're not the most amazing movies. I love heist movies, though.
Heist movies are so fun.
No, heist movies, great.
They're so good.
So good. So, kudos to these guys for getting away with it for now. We'll see how long they're on the lam.
Cashing in, dude. I think they know what they're doing.
You got to have a place to take these, though, because these items are hot now. You go black market.
You go black market.
Gotta have a fence.
The theory from the investigators in Paris is that they're going to take all the jewels off, melt it all down, and sell it as gold, you know, different sapphires, and you're not going to get $100 million out of it, but you can get a lot of money out of it.
Yeah.
So, well, time will tell on that one. There you go. Saturday Story every Wednesday at 9:15. Blazer season tips off tonight. How do we see it going? Win-loss predictions? Will they make the plan? We'll make our give our final thoughts on that and wrap up the show here in the next 26 minutes.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back in. 9:40 on your Wednesday morning. Blazer season tips off tonight. It's been a basketball-heavy show, rightfully so. The league was back last night. A couple of games lived up to the hype. Now, I'm assuming we get a full slate tonight. I'm not going to watch hardly anything else other than the Blazers. But we
yeah,
12
games
late, right?
And all.
Everybody
12
else. Games, okay.
It's an ESPN national doubleheader.
Who's our guy now? Is it Legler? Is Legler the color guy now for ESPN? Lead color guy?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Him and Breen?
No, the lead one is
Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson.
They took Burke off the broadcast. Okay, I don't know if they elevated Legler, but okay. They might have.
So it's Jefferson and Breen, and then Legler's on another one.
I'm with Swag, dude. I understand it. I don't hate most of these guys, but I just find the three-man booth too much.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
It's too much.
Well, we asked our big media power players their win-loss predictions for the upcoming Blazer season. I tweeted those out at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. You can go give us a follow there, and we can keep that in mind as we go throughout the course of the season. Everybody was in the range of 39 wins to 42 wins. Mike Richmond the lowest at 39. Casey Holdall the highest at 42.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them had the Portland Trail Blazers in the play-in. So before we get to some, you know, we'll kind of talk about the game tonight and the lineup and what we're hoping to see and all that kind of stuff. What are you guys seeing? What's your win-loss prediction? The over-under 33.5, I believe, in Vegas is the number right now.
It's either 33.5 or 34. It might have gone up.
Might have gone up a little bit.
It's somewhere in that range.
Let me double-check, but you go ahead. What do you think win-loss prediction?
I think they get 500. Now, I have a lot of questions offensively. I understand everything, what we say about their defense. I tend to disagree with some of the local folks. I don't think there's anything underrated about their defense. I think that's kind of the takeaway, is their defense should be good. They signed Tamani. Klingon had, you know, he's had some good defensive showings, and I just think that Drew Holiday's in the lineup. I think that's kind of the takeaway of the Blazers, right? It's more, who is your offense? Is it Denny and Shaden? And then does Drew give you enough? Is Jeremy going to have a bounce back? What is the growth of a Tumani Kamara offensively? But here's where I land on 41-41. And I do, by the way, think they make the play-in. So
you do think they make the play-in. Okay.
I am also
so 41-41 play-in. Got it.
I think 41-41 play-in. Are they 9? Are they 10? I don't really care. Just either
just
one.
Just get in.
I have them at 41-41 because partially in that league, you have to give a damn. I think it's a team that is going to give a damn, and you're going to have teams and nights where teams don't. You know, I think going to Portland is never particularly motivating in a cold December, January night. So you get teams that come in here a little half asleep. Remember the T-Wolves last year? They beat them in back-to-back games. And that was when they weren't playing good basketball. So
yep.
I think because of all those things, I still have questions offensively. I think they can get just enough. And I'll have 41-41 is where I think they'll be.
41-41?
Okay. 41-41.
Swag?
38-44. I think Their schedule is front loaded against them.
Yeah, the start is pretty tough. Starting with Minnesota
tonight.
There's
some key injuries. I think they're going to care. I don't know what level of conditioning everybody is in. I don't think they're very deep right now. And if you want to play that pressure style defense right out of the chute,
yeah, their depth is definitely.
I don't know, and I don't know. I have questions about the consistency of their shooting across the board. And so
it's not great going in, Bob.
No,
I think they will build momentum as dudes get healthy, whether or not they make a move at the trade deadline. They will get more consistency. Scoot will eventually be back. I would like to see Matisse get back to help them defensively keep the pressure up throughout the games. So because in the middle of the season, when your teams that are expected to be at the top of the conferences roll in, and it's did Golden State and Utah, and you get Portland, and it's the fourth game of a 6-day road trip. Yes, simply by effort, they might be able to take down some teams that are better than them in the standings.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are going to have to be patient. I see a very slow start because of the schedule and their limited bench right now.
I'm assuming that's a no play-in for you then?
I think they sneak into the
back
end.
You think that's good enough for Tennessee?
I think they sneak into the 10th spot.
Last year, the 10th spot was 39 wins with Dallas. 39 wins. So they were only 3 games out of it last year. That's why it's not that big of a mountain to climb.
And I tend to agree with Mike, too, by the way. There's going to be a couple West teams that aren't
quite
as good as we
think
they'll
be. Yeah, go sideways or injuries will happen. Like, we have no clue. We always think we know, and then you look up a month from now and it's totally different. I would like to, before I make my season prediction, remind everybody that I said earlier that this is the most excited for a Blazer season that I've been for a long time.
Here it goes.
And my optimism has returned with a change in ownership, and I think there are brighter days on the horizon. I can't get over, and we can carry this into the next segment of things we'll look for tonight. After Jeremy Grant, who is now coming off the bench tonight, Who's the seventh man?
Young.
Okay.
Probably.
I think you have some massive concerns right now with your depth.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch Young Hanson and see what he looks like. I think to rely on him to give contributing minutes to a playoff team or a play-in team early.
Is he going
to
die if he plays more than 20 minutes?
Is asking him asking a little too much of him early in his career?
Wesley's going to get some minutes?
That kind of tells me all I need to know. I think
Chris Murray, huh?
I'm questioning where the offense is going to come from time to time. So
I
think you'll hit the over,
yeah,
but only slightly. I'm going to go 35-47. I think the difficulty of this team is the start, and Swag pointed to it. The schedule the first month of the year is tough.
Well, we think it's tough.
We think. Very fair. We think it's tough. Mm-hmm. And I just, maybe they pick it up and get hot in the back half of the year like they did last year. I also don't know how much that changes the calculus of things you do or don't do at the deadline if you're seemingly out of it at that point in the season. Hmm. So does that same thing follow through? Very excited to watch tonight. Very excited to see how the pieces gel together. I would love the play-in. I think the play-in is the expectation and should be the expectation on this year. I do not think that they will get it. I will say 30-47, no play-in this year.
What do you have?
Excuse me, 35-47.
I was going to say
35-47. I was typing at the same time. 35-47, no
play-in. So where are you going to land then if that ends up being accurate?
It's a disappointing year. I don't know how it's not. I think anything short, I think having an expectation on this year is fine. I'd love for them to prove me wrong and play some, you know, a couple meaningful games at the end of the year and get something out of it. It's not that big of a gap between what we're talking about
the
here.
The dismissal of offensive questions, I just think it's just not being truthful, right?
No.
Like, I think your defense can live up to what we think, but if you're shooting, man, your shooting is going to be a struggle. And to your point, like Blake Wesley and
Your
Murray
depth until Scoot comes
Ryan
back
Repair
is going to be really
great.
Challenged. Yeah. Really challenged early in the season, especially when you're playing a tough part of your schedule. Excited nonetheless, and we'll wrap it up there. We'll answer some poll questions, close things up next. 105.1 FM, The Fam. Well, if you missed it earlier in the show, we had some local scribes on to give their thoughts, previews, and predictions for the upcoming Blazers season. You can find that 1051thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter, at 1051thefan on Twitter. We had Eric Gunderson on, Mike Richman, Bill Oram, Joe Freeman, and Casey Holdall. All five of them joined us, and we will tweet that out here as soon as we're done. You go hear their thoughts on not only tonight, but also the upcoming season, which officially begins tonight. Quick programming note for tomorrow. Josh Pate is a Josh Pate Thursday, a Pate State Thursday for us. Usually at 7:40, it will be at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So slightly delayed if you're waiting for Josh Pate. If you're jumping in your car around that time, he will be on at 8 a.m. tomorrow to recap a big week in college football. He had a great show last night on all the vacancies.
Yeah,
and
he did.
Potentially soon-to-be vacancies, yeah. Which we'll get back into a little bit more college football stuff and NFL stuff tomorrow.
You know, a couple weeks ago, he had a rare the line connection wasn't great. And then I thought he did a great job last week.
It was awesome last week.
There was no, you know, noise. It was just a solid connection.
Yep.
Does 8 a.m. make you think he'll be on the car going to an airport and shuffling of bags? Or I've got my breakfast bowl. I have something else that's going to go along. I'll be in my apartment getting ready for my get-up hit.
I think that's I'm going to lean the latter. I'm going to lean the latter and be optimistic here. Give me glass half full. I had some other stuff coming up. I didn't want to interrupt the guys with my other activities. So at 8 a.m., I should be settled, and we'll do it then.
It speaks volumes to him that he thought of us because he was like, oh, yeah, Thursday, 7:40. I can't do that this week. I got to let him know.
We got important things to talk about here at Pate State. Tonight it all begins.
I'm very curious to see the vibe of the concourse because of the food.
We got new food. We got new
video
boards. I believe
we have new food, don't we, Swag?
Yes,
they announced
we
new food on an email. We got new video boards.
Yes, we do.
Don't see shirts. The shirt thing?
We're not giving away shirts anymore, huh? Does that run its course?
I don't see an announcement of shirts.
Man. Do we still do those free throw bangers? We still give those away?
The inflatables?
The inflatable. Bang, 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 bang. We get those away?
I hope not. I just
are you anti time? That?
You're anti cool? Free throw guy.
Too cool for the free throw bangers?
Ah. Yeah, it's time for that.
What do you want them to do while they're shooting free throws? Just sit silent
and
not make any
game,
noise?
They gave us little towels.
You don't want them to try and distract the free throw shooter?
Get creative.
Do you hate the noise? Is it really an old guy noise thing?
No, noise I don't mind.
So what is it with those?
Those are a kid's dream when you sit in that section. You get those, and then you just get to like whack your brother on the way home.
Dude, you play swords with
swords.
Those.
You're hitting people. It's
and then
the
you're
best,
just trying
man.
To make the noise as loud as you
it's
can.
More because kids don't understand when they're like, if they're out in front of them, that's one thing. But then they don't know what to do.
Oh,
with
in
their
the peripheral,
hands,
you feel like you're getting hit in the peripheral.
Yeah.
So what do you want
straight.
People to do?
Just make noise.
You think noise is worse or
count?
I think seeing things move can throw people off from time to
can.
Time.
Yeah.
I think we should do Arizona State. Give me a shower curtain.
There you go. I'm all for that.
Somebody jumping out naked.
Who's the celebrity Portland? Like Ian Carmel opens the shower. He's in a Speedo. Exactly.
That'd be pretty solid. Naked Ron Sloy right there waiting for you. Or a Speedo Ron Sloy.
Kind of want to see it.
Speedo Ron Sloy. You're not making that free throw, Ann Edwards.
It's got to be tan everywhere,
right? Welcome to the dare dome.
He's
got to
be tan He's fully nude tan guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. That's a full body tan.
That's a friend of the program, Ron Sloy.
Good stuff, everybody. Happy Blazer opening night. Go check the podcast wherever you find your podcast. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We love you all. Enjoy all of the sports tonight and the Blazer basketball tonight. Josh Pate tomorrow at 8 a.m. We will talk to you at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.